Kabba Hashem. Anuzman. So let's talk about the Inyan of Anuzman. We're going to try to prepare for Yantiv, as we did for Shuas, that was some Mamar from Pachi Yitzhak. Many of the Mamarim, I would say most of the Mamarim by Rosh Hashanah Kippur are Hamsheichim, the longer. I won't be able to be next week, I'm going to be in Yeshiva, so I wanted to do a shorter Maimer tonight that we could hopefully finish. And then we'll continue afterwards to get ready for Yantiv. So, I believe it was sent out yesterday. Maimer Chof Dalad, Pachi Yitzhak, Rosh Hashanah, Maimer Chof Dalad. That sentence, the Rosh Yeshiva points out, seems to be redundant. It seems to repeat itself. It's obvious that the point of saying Malchus is Malchus. Is Kabbalah so Malchus? Imul Fani Malchus, Kadesha Tamlichuni Alechem. What other purpose would there be to say Malchus? Now, when it says by Zechrainis, Imul Fani Zechrainis, what the Gemara says, that I want, Hashem Zoch wants us to say Zechrainis, Imul Fani Zechrainis. There it says, Kadesha Yala Zechrainichem, or Zechrainchem Lefani. Im lefan is zechrinus, I want you to say zechrinus, so that kivyochol, that zikaron should come before me. Hay zemuvan. Here we could understand. Dale amiris has zechrinus hilamata. Here we have amiris zechrinus. Zechrinus is to be said here on earth. By Musaf, we say zechrinus. Lamata. Bilo ha'alos has zikaron, the effect of this recitation of Zechrinus on earth is that it causes there to be this Halos HaZikaron Lamal. It causes there to be Kivyochel, a remembrance above. So here we understand Veshapa Yeshkan Siba Umasuvav. Here we have cause and effect. By saying Zechrinus on earth, there the Zikaron somehow ascends to the higher world, and we're remembered for a good year. So there we understand. Say Zechrinus here, and if you say Zechrinus here, the effect will be that you'll be remembered there. Aval Amiris HaMalchis, but when the Gemara says, Imru Lufan HaMalchis, Kedeshet HaMlichuni Aleichem, Aval Amiris HaMalchis, the Kabbalas Malchusis Baruch, Heim Bebchinis Hihi. Imru Lufan HaMalchis, Kedeshet HaMlichuni Aleichem is all talking about us. Say Malchus, so that you should be Makabal all Malchus. The Ketzer Evshel Asadu Inyan Zebedarch Siba Umusuvah. We're not talking about cause and effect. Do this and it will cause that. Vim Haya Baloimer Bezachrainis Kedarch Shoimer Bamalchus. If we wanted to have a consistent Nusach in the Gemara across the board, then it should say by the Zachrainis, say the words, the psukim in Musaf of Zechrinus, Kadesha Tizkru Oisi, so that you will remember me. In other words, if everything's happening here on earth, then let it be consistent. Imulufane Malchias, Kadesha Tamluchuni Aleichem. Say Malchias, and then you'll be Makaba Malchias. Say Zechrinus, and then you'll remember me. That would be consistent. But that's not what's happening. It's Imulufane Malchias. It's all on earth. Doesn't seem necessary, the whole extra part of the sentence. Zechrinus, we understand. Imulufan is Zechrinus. Kedeshial is Zechrinus. That goes that it should have the effect above. Ubavadai should debuk as a hayachosim mashmos. Valen lefarish umram zal. Shamiris hamach is bob chdesha tamlichuni alechem. Therefore, we need to understand what is this inyan of Malchias and Kabbalas. All Malchus Shemayim. The Rashiv is going to explain is there's a difference between Malchias, Imulufanem Malchias, and Tamluchuni Kadeshik Tamluchuni Alech. There's a difference between them. Hine Begmor Beis, Hine Begmor Nechlokut Tanoim, This is a very interesting question of Machlokes in the Gemara regarding the psukim that we say by Malchias at Musaf. Are we yotze by Miris Apostolic to Shema Yisrael? Can't Shema Yisrael, even though it doesn't say the word Melech, the question of the Gemara is, can Shema Yisrael, that the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedem, Shema Chad, can that be used as one of the psukim of one of the psukim from Malchias, even though it doesn't say Melech? Ayin Sham. V'yesh b'zeh mokim iyun. We need to understand. The pasuk is the Shema Yisrael. This pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedem, Shema Chad. Who ha pasuk? I shall call Yisrael Yoytzim by Chorvus Kabbalos O Malchus Shemai. This is the pasuk of Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim, that we say, Pamayim Echol Yom. And throughout the years, unfortunately, many, many, many Jews have died al Kiddush Hashem with those words, including Rabbi Akiva, with those words on their mouth, because that's Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim. So what's the question of the Gemara? The case of Yitochin Adover, how could it be that Amir is Shema Yisrael? If you look in Tosis there, maybe we do need to say the word Melech. Maybe there has to be that magic word, Melech. But if we're talking conceptually, there's no greater utterance of Kabbalos O Malchus Shemayim than Shema Yisrael Hashem Akeinu Hashem Echad. The case that you're talking about, how could it be? The Amir is Shema Yisrael, how could it be this view that Amir is, of course we do say Shema Yisrael, but how could it be that there is a view that holds that Shema Yisrael loy tehei zeh mishum malchus Rosh Hashanah? How could it be that Shema, again, if we're not stuck on the word Melech, if we're talking about Malchus and Kabbalos O Malchus, Kriyishma is the pasuk in all of Tanakh, in all of Yahadis, it's the pasuk of Kabbalos O Malchus Shemayim. So how do we understand that? That Mandomer, Gimel, so Shiva says a very deep thing. Omnam HaKosov Omer. It's a very big yesod in the Sfarim HaKadoshim. Me'oivai techak meini. We've learned many good things from our enemies. Me'oivai techak meini. When you're fighting with the enemy, you have to try to study, to analyze the enemy, the strategy, the weaknesses, the strengths of the enemy. So we have a klal that's in the Svarim of Me'oivai techakmeini, as it says in Pasuk. I became wiser as a result of my engagement with the enemy. L'famim nilmedes yachochme davke mimahalach enyonim eitzel hasayne. Sometimes we have to dip into the world of Tumah to take a look into the at the opponent, and from the opponent to pick up some very good innovations in our Avodas Hashem. And here's an example. V'kachu gam b'inyaneinu. Hina b'hilchos Avodah Zarah. So the biggest enemy of Ol Malchus, Kabbalos Ol Malchus Shemayim is Chalila, the opposite, is Avodah Zarah. It's the opposite of Kabbalos Ol Malchus Shemayim, is Avodah Zarah. And behilchas of Avodah Zarah, kaimelon, and in the halachas of Avodah Zarah, in the world of the enemy of Avodah Zarah, the halacha is, the amir is, eli ata, that if a person says to a chalil, if a person says to an olul, to an elul, to a statue, to an Avodah Zarah, if a person says to this Avodah Zarah, eli ata, you are my God. Dina Kamaya Vadazar, it has a din Kamaya Vadazar Bizrika Bishrita. It has the same din as if the person had done one of the avaidas of Zrika Shrita, one of the avaidas that are forbidden for us, for a Jew, when it comes to an idol. Saying the words, that formulation of Eli Ata, you are my God, to an Avadazar, is called Avodah Zarah. Ah, you didn't do any of the Avodahs, because we learn the Avodahs from the Avodahs, Lahavdil, in Beis HaMikdash. So you didn't do any of the avaydas. You didn't. There was no zrikas adam. There was no shechita. There was nothing. You just said Eliyata. You said to this statue, whatever it is, this avodah zarah. You said Eliyata. Ubaal zeh chidush shomran Chazon Ish. And here we have a chiddush in the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says the following: De'ein ha'omer Eliyata mischayv mishum avodah zarah. The Chazon Ish explains that this amira, saying Eliyata, a person's only chayiv of avodah zarah by saying Eliyata, ela ba'ofen sh'amira zu ne'emeres hi b'derech hamlocha. It's only the Chazon Ish is mechadish, and he brings raya's for this, that the only time that can be considered avodah zarah by saying Eliyata to avodah zarah is when it's being done derech hamlocha. If you're accepting this, if this is some sort of a new relationship, that you're accepting this avodah zarah as your God. V'lo b'derech shel hayda al uvda hakayemes mikvar. However, if a person goes and this person has been worshiping this avodah zarah, he's already part of this kat of this avodah zarah, and he says with great warmth and affection to his avodah zarah, Eliyata, I have nobody but you. I mean, it sounds strange to us, but this was how they lived. So then the Chazon Ish says that's not called avodah zarah. That doesn't have a din of avodah. That's not called avodah zarah. As an expression of hakaras hatov, as some sort of an expression of strengthening a pre-existing relationship that you already had with this Eitz Ve'Even, with this statue, that's not called avodah zarah. Claimer. Sheha'amira lo tia v'derech hatzara shematzav kezek kayim v'oymed hu. If a person is speaking about his life, this human being is saying that I have spent many, many years, or whatever it is, and Eliyata, and you have been with me all along, this shtick halts, this piece of wood. You've been with me, or the sun, or the moon, you've been with me all of these years. Eliyata, and I'm part of that cult of worshipping you, of serving you. So the Chazon Ish says that does not have a din of avodah zarah. It doesn't have a din of avodah zarah. Because all he's doing is confirming, he's just confirming a matzav that's oymed v'kayim. He's confirming a matzav that's already been there. He's not creating an elohus. He's just confirming that he remains a committed member of this avodah zarah. When they shahat zarah kazu, the Chazon Ish says, this type of a proclamation, Eliyata, not by way of hamlocha, not by way of coronating, not by way of accepting, but by way of confirming, Eina eli ishur shel matzav yadua. It's only an ishur, it's only like a confirmation of a matzav that's already been there. And as far as that's concerned, that's not called avodah zarah. Avoida is avodah zarah, which means zrikas adam, shechita, and so on. That's called avoida. There is a chiddush that when it comes to speech, there is a chiddush that it's possible to be over nis or avodah zarah. If you say Eliyata, that's only when you create this relationship, not when you confirm it. That's a chiddush. She'en ha-matzir mishtatev klal b'yitziroso shel matzav zeh. This person is not mishtatev at all in creating this matzav of avodah zarah. Not that it's allowed, but it's not called, doesn't have a din d'oraisa of being avodah zarah. Ela shehamira hamechayeves es oimra, b'toras avodah zarah, b'toras oyved avodah zarah. What words, or what kind of proclamation, would be mechayev the person betaris an oved avodah zara. What type of tzrich elios amira shalaf olas inyan hamlucha? The chaznish is mechadish. That's only an amira. It's only words that activate, that create this relationship to this avodah zara. Klemmer al yoda shel ha'amira hazu, that by means of this proclamation, this statement that the person is making, humamlich es ha'ol, he's being mamlich this ol. Not that he's already been worshipping this and bringing all kinds of sacrifices and all kinds of avodah for already years or months or weeks. No. It only has a din. This amira only has a din of avodah zara when the person is mamlich that avodah zara. The amira hazu, and these words that he is now saying, he hayotzeres as matzav hamlucha. It's that which is creating the matzav of melucha. It's creating the matzav of melucha. The Rashiva speaks about this in a number of places, and the equivalent of that in the world of kedusha, in Malchus Yisrael, the equivalent of that is in Navi. In Shmuel Aleph, in Perikud Aleph, where you remember that there were those who were not accepting of Shaul's Malucha initially. There were issues with Shaul's Malchus, without going to the story. There were issues with Shaul. And Vayomer Shmuel Ha'am, so Shmuel said to the people, Luchu v'nelcha ha'gilgal, unechadesh sham ha'malucha. Let us go and be mechadesh the Malucha. Let us be mechadesh the melucha. Now, even though the Rashi doesn't mention it, I don't recall him mentioning it over there in Pesach and a few places where he talks about this, Chazanish, but it would seem to also be supported by the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, where the Rambam in the first book of Hilchos Melachim, he's talking about creating a malchus as opposed to the continuity of a pre-existing malchus. So the Rambam there says la halacha based upon the sugi in the Gemara. The Rambam says ein moishchin melech ben melech. As far as Mashiach, the anointing, as far as Mashiach, the din is ein moishchin melech ben melech. Elim kain hoisa shomach loikis. Unless there had been some sort of an opposition to the melucha, there was an iror. There was an opposition. In other words, the Malchus was endangered. The Malchus was even temporarily suspended due to Machlokas. The Rambam says, Ein Moishchim Melech Menelchim Kein, Hoyse Shomachlokas, or Melchama, or there was a Melchama that interrupted the Malchus. Some of the Mefarshim say that it's not talking necessarily about a Melchama with outside enemies, but internally, like what was happening with Shaul as well. And David HaMelech also had sorrows like this. Then the Rambam says, Moishchenoi sarkedei l'salik ha-machloikis. Then there is a din that even though this is a melech ben melech, but because the melucha had been interrupted, because the melucha had been suspended, something happened to it, therefore, in order to restart the malchus, there needs to be this proactive demonstration of his chashus. Unechadesh sham hamelucha. That's what it says in Navi. Let us be mechadesh the melucha. And the way that his chashus was demonstrated to the entire people, to the nation, was through Mashiach. Normally, if things were just, everything was peaceful and everything was going right, then a melech ben melech, there's no new melucha. Melech ben Mehiyashin is the melucha, it's the same melucha. Everything is just flowing nicely, everything is moving along, and there doesn't have to be any new minui, any new appointment, because the melucha is a melucha. It's just the sun takes over, but it's the same melucha. But Rambam is telling us that if there's a machloikis or there's a melchama, and as a result of that, something happened to the melucha, so now we need to be mechadish the melucha. And in order to be mechadish the melucha, anaya malchus, then we have to already have Mashiach. That's all off in the Rambam. So what the Rashi is explaining is as follows. Klaimer, Aidei al Yodashil Ha'amir Hazuhu Mamlechis Ha'olu, Eli Ata to Avodah Zarah, Me'orvay Tachakmeini, we're trying to understand the opponent. When it comes to the opponent of Avodah Zarah, it's considered to be true Avodah, not by saying a couple of words. Anybody can say a couple of words. It's when these words have the significance of creating this relationship, of creating a melucha. That's called Avodah Zarah. Otherwise, Avodah Zarah is when you do stuff to the but words, only when you're being mechadish a melucha. Here's what we come to the difference between every day of the year, where as Jews we say Shema, we say Shema, and every time that we say Shema, it's a Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim, and if a person wants to say it more times, then certainly, and even with other ways that many persons are Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim, that's the whole year round. But what's different about Rosh Hashanah? Here, the Gemara says, Imulu fane malchias, kadesh tam lechuni aleichem. He says, Va'amiris malchias Rosh Hashanah. Malchias, hamelech on Rosh Hashanah, is not the same as a krishma of a regular day, of another day. It's not the same. Hamelech, the psukim of malchias is different. The kabbalos al malchus shemayim shakal yom v'yom. When it comes to Kabbalos or Malchus Shemayim of every day, Ein ze minyan klal lahadgish es pu'ulas yitziros shel hamalchus. There is no requirement, there is no inyan of emphasizing any creation of a relationship. I have an ongoing relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu every day of the year. And I say this, I repeat this, and I strengthen my commitment, my old commitment, every single day a number of times by saying Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Shem Echad. But that's like a Melech Ben Melech. In other words, it's a river of Malchus throughout the year, and the Chachamim wanted us to, again without the Raisa, Drabanan, different ways of our being Mechazik, the pre-existing relationship of. He's the king. The Baruch Shalom is the Melech. But I'm not creating a relationship. V'onu makabim al atzmenu as oyla shel hamalchus akayemis. Kriyishma every day is that we're makabal upon ourselves the ol malchus hakayemis. It's a repetition. It's a hischaskus. It's not a hischadshus. It's a hischaskus. There's a huge difference. That's what the Rashi was talking about. This is before any Kabbalah Sol Malchus. This is a person's way of looking at Yiddish. It could be that my Zaydi did this, my father, my Zaydi, my elder Zaydi did this, all the way back. This, and I continue to do it. And that's called Kabbalah Sol Malchus. You put on film, you keep Shabbos, you say Krishma, you daven, it's fine. You're continuing as a Melech ben Melech. You're continuing with that Malchus through your life. Your father did it, your Zaydi did it, your Babis did it, everybody did it, and you do it. And normally, throughout the entire year, that's considered to be enough. Not necessarily the highest Madrega, but it certainly is enough. That's Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. That's what we say Kriyishma. But Shoinuhu Behechleit. But that's not at all what Rosh Hashanah is about. Rosh Hashanah is not like a souped-up Tuesday, you know, in Teves, like I always say. It's not like a deluxe, like when I say Hamelech on Rosh Hashanah, and we say Pesukim Malchus, it's not like a Kriyishma plus. Like they say Netzach plus, or we would say plus. It's not Kriyishma plus. It's different. It's something different. Rosh Hashanah is something different. Shainu beherchlet malchias de Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Shazal Meltzer Zechetzai Gvorach, the great Rosh Hashiva, said, halavai, halavai, I should be zoicha once in my life to daven ni'ila, the way that Rav Kook davened mincha on a regular weekday during the winter. That's Rabbi Shazal Meltzer said. To have a hasaga like that. It's not the same thing. Yom Nirvayim is not the same thing. Rosh Hashanah is not the same thing. It's different. Mishum she'ikara shamalchi is the Rosh Hashanah hu davke pu'ulas ha-hamlocha. The ikir of Malchias of Rosh Hashanah is not that I am strengthening my old commitment and my family's membership. I'm not sure that's not what I'm doing. I'm not just agreeing another year membership. That's not Rosh Hashanah. To the old chazaka that we have in our family, all the way back to Avraham Avinu, that's not Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is different, he says. She ikarish Malchias to Rosh Hashanah davke pu'ula saham locha. And that's the pu'ula of what? Hamamlich melochim v'lo yamlucha. It's in you being mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu is melech. It's the first time. It's that act of the hamlocha, the tziris hamalchus in my life. It's something different. And that's, I've mentioned many times already, said last week, once in one of the, by the Chabur, that in Chabad, that the night of Rosh Hashanah is called the Karnatzia Nacht. The night of the coronation. That's not for any other day of the year. The coronation of the king. That's something else. The coronatio. That's something else. The Rosh Hashiva says, the next page, Malchias de Rosh Hashanah heim haktarosu shel hamelech. Bi'itn lucha kesem alucha. That's something different. It's ki'ilu. It's not because my father and my mother, it's not because of my Zadies and Babies. It's because I, with everything in my life, and maybe a million reasons why this doesn't make any sense, afal pichein, I am making the choice not to go along with some pre-existing life that other people chose, or maybe I chose at some earlier time in my life, but I've long ago forgotten or given up on. No, I am holding the crown in my hand, kivyochel. And the Bari Olam himself leans over, and you and I, v'yitn lucha kesem luch. That's something else. That's not just Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. It's the Haktor. Hamalchias de Rosh Hashanah, heim hamachadshim esem lucha, unachadesh sham hamalucha. Because look, during the year, there are all kinds of interruptions and melchamas and machlekes against Hashem. In our lives. I'm not saying Amalek. I'm saying in our lives, we have all kinds of struggles with the, and there are interruptions in our being part of this malchus. So kivyochel, there's a machlokes against Hashem. There's a melchama against Hashem during the year in our lives. And what happens when we come Rosh Hashanah? We say, Rabbi Shalom, anachnu mechadshim esamalucha. Ani mechadesh esamalucha. I am mechadesh esamalucha. I am making this choice. That I'm mechadesh esamalucha, keli ata. You are my God. This is my oret hachakmeni. Not a mindless creature that stam comes to shul because it's another Rosh Hashanah. Keli ata. You are my God. Hamalchi is the Rosh Hashanah. Heim hamechadshim esamalucha. In other words, it's a minui hamalchus, not kabbalas malchus. It's a minui hamelach. It's the appointment of the king. That's the chiddush. V'arezat al derech sh'omu chacham al haposik v'ayhi b'yishur melech, like it says in Chumash, v'ayhi b'yishur melech b'saseif reishe am. So v'ayhi, there's a king, the Hashem is king, b'yishur by the Jewish people, b'saseif reishe am, in the gathering of the reishe am. So the Gemara, so Chazal say, Emosai Nikra Melech, Vayihi Bishur Melech. When is Hashem king? When is Hashem king? Bizman Sheyisal Makabim Oisai Aleihem. Chazal say, Vayihi Bishur Melech, it's only Bisasei for Hashem. If we, God forbid, if we're not interested in the Melucha, Ein Melech Belayam. There's no Malchus. If we're not interested, then there's no malchus. Vayhi b'shur melech, when? B'saseif reishayam. Emes ha'nikra melech, b'zman sh'yisil makabim o'yisai aleim. V'im lav, kivyochel ein ha'nikra melech. You remember years ago, I mentioned that that one of the Hilulas, I don't remember, I think it was maybe by the Rebbe's, by the Pisats and the Hilul, but I'm not sure, that how it was taught also in Chabad. The niggun of the Alter Rebbe, Yorina Malkeinu, Ein Lanu Melech, Ein Lanu Melech, Ela Otom. 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, that's the Alter Rebbe's niggun. It's a niggun from the Alter Rebbe. So, we were once talking about this years ago, how it's a very strange place to stop in the song. Avinu Malkeinu, Ein Lanu Melech. So what if, like, the band just... What if somebody pulls out the plug? It's horrible. Avinu Malkeinu, Ein Lanu Melech. We have no king. Talter was saying, Talter wanted a davka like that, that a person should come to that place in his life where he's starting again. Nobody forced him. Nobody gave it to him. Ein Lanu Melech. Ela Ata. You. In other words, Eliata. Keliata. You are my God. Ein Lanu Melech. And to work through that sugya. What? Who am I? What's my life? What's the tachlis of my life? What do I want with my life? Who am I serving? What am I here for? So, Ein Lanu Melech. And then there's the hischachus of the melucha. When you say the words Ela Ata, that's the hischachus of the melucha. It's a minui hamelach. It's the appointment, kivyoch, the coronation of the king. Amos and Nikramel, Bizman, she is so makabim oisoeleim. Vim lav, kivyochel, and in the Kramel. Without us, he's not called a king. Okay, Meshomal Pasuk, Atam Edai. It says in Navi, Atam Edai, you are my witnesses. Atam Edai. Vanikel, I am God. So Chazal say, Amos say, Anikel, when am I God? When am I Hashem? Bizman Shatam Edai. Only if you bear testimony. In other words, if we're not a Kabbal that Hashem is our king, if we're not appointing him, kivyachal, as king, so then kivyachal, he's not king. And it's the same thing. Amos Anikel, when am I the Rabbanu Shalom? Hashem's Hashem, we don't, obviously in his unknowable essence, we don't know what that is. But as far as being Melech HaOlam, There's no position, unless all of us Sibrachana people, with all of our quirks and our idiosyncrasies and all kinds of our stupidities, people like us, that we're Mamelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he's a Melech. If not, he's not a Melech. Amos Anikel b'zman shatam edai, v'm ein atam edai, even to say the words ein anikel. It's only if we say Keliata. And if not, yeah, he's some big, powerful, unknowable, whatever he is, but he's not God. He's not king. The Zuya Kavon of Hadas Malchus de Rosh Hashanah. Shiva says this is the meaning of Malchus and Rosh Hashanah. But Malchus de Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to Malchus and Rosh Hashanah, Eino no Oimrim Loi Lakadosh Baruch Hu Hincha Melech. We're not confirming and saying, yeah, you're Taka King. That's not what we're doing in Rosh Hashanah, you're King. I'll try to be better. I wasn't good this past year. I know you're the King. I messed up. That's not what it is. Ella, Shono Oimrim Loi, Anachnu Machtirim Oischa L'melech. What we're saying is that I consciously, with every fiber of my being, Ki'ilu, I had nothing in my life. I never lived until now. I want you to be my king. Clearly, there are a million other choices, but Keli Ata, you're my king. That's called Ischadshus. That's what it means. The Chadishes Hamelucha. Zui Pula She Yitziras Hamalchus. That's a pool of Yitziras Hamalchus. Dalad Vezuhi Has Baris Daita Shleisa Tan Hasayv. Now let's go back to the opinion in the Gemara that holds. How could that be that Shema Yisrael doesn't work for Malchus? Why wouldn't Shema Yisrael work for Malchus? because according to this Tana, there's no question. Everybody agrees that saying those words, there's no question that it's Kabbalah Sol Malchus. There's no question that it's a commitment. It's an expression of commitment. There's no question. Mikol makom, loy nispar sheba posuk zed d'shma Yisrael teres hamlocha v'ha'haktara. Nevertheless, what's not happening in Shema Yisrael is a coronation. Shema Yisrael is not a coronation, it's a confirmation. And confirmation is not the same thing as coronation. Coronation is unique to Rosh Hashanah. Rav Neikach, who oimer de Shema Yisrael eno malchus. And if you think about all of the tefillahs and all the piyutim, they make much more sense in this way of thinking. The whole inyan of Yitnu Lecha Keser Meluchim, what that means, makes it much clearer to us what that means. U'me'ata, and now we can understand. Ma'amarim Zal Shagozru, this sentence in the Gemara, Imru Lofanei Malchus, Hashem says, Imru Lofanei Malchus, I want you to say Lofanei Malchus, Bechdei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. Kachum Esparish, Klaimer, Sha'amiras Hamalchias. Here, it's not a repetition, because here, the same way, Me'oivat Hakmeni by Avodah Zarah, there is such a thing where your words are actually creating something new, something different, a status of an Oivat Avodah Zarah. The way to create the status of one's being an Oivat Hashem, an Evet Hashem, is by Malchus. Klaimer, Sha'amiris HaMalchus Tia Pu'ula Shel HaMlacha. Imul Lufanei Malchus is not just Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemai. Imul Lufanei Malchus is, on Rosh Hashanah, you have the choice to encrown me or not. Imul Lufanei Malchus, the HaMelech and the Psukim of Malchus and all the Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah are all together an act of haktara, of encrowning Hashem kivyachol. So here, there is a siba and a masuva. There is a cause and effect. The question was, why do you have to say imul fanamachus? It's the same thing. There's no cause and effect. The answer is, Rashiva says, yes, there is a cause and effect. Imul fanamachus, lahavdol, by saying for the zara, eliyata, is an act of haktara. Imul fanamachus, our davening in Rosh Hashanah is an act of Haktaras Hashem, of uncrowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Loi pu'ula shel Kabbalas Malchus. And not just a pu'ula of Kabbalas Malchus. Let me read to you a sentence from Pesach, from the Mamar Man Pesach. This, there in Pesach, not in the new Pesach one that they came out with a few years ago, a few, it's already must be 15, 20, but I'm talking about the first one that came out. Originally, the Mamar of Pesach. So there, on page Reish Lamed Vav, a number of places in the Mamar of Pesach, Rav Utner speaks about this Midas HaNefesh, this Koach HaNefesh that's called Hischadshus. Hischadshus, renewal, to renew. There's a difference between Hischadshus and Hischazkus. Right? When we're talking about Kriyashma every day, that's Hischazkus. Hischazkus means where there's something that's there and you tighten it up. That's Hischazkus. Hischadshus is an Isaac. Something new. So, obviously, in Pesach Mamar, there's going to be a lot of talk of Hischadshus. So, listen to this sentence from the Rosh Yeshiva in the Mamar of Pesach. I'll read it to you. B'shar shekoyach zeh shoylei tu hala adam. When a person makes use of this koach that we have within us, the potential, this koach of Hischadshus. B'shar shekoyach zeh shoylei tu hala adam. Then the person whispers to himself in his own ear, Dvarm kegon elu. Something like this. Afal pi shemitzad ha'evarm shali, even though as far as my body, v'achushim shali, my organs and my senses, ein be'uvda ze shani oise el chazor al hergel ba'alma. As far as what I'm actually physically doing, it appears to be just a repetition of something I've been doing my whole life. I'm doing this, I'm not doing anything new. It's the same thing. I'm doing the same thing I always do. I always make Kiddush, I'm making Kiddush this Shabbos. I made Kiddush last Shabbos. On Shaiftim, I'm making Kiddush and Kiseis. So as far as my Evarim are concerned, it's the same thing. I have the same Knesh, the same Nusach, I say it's Kiddush, that's it. It's the same thing. Mikol Mokom, however, Mitzad Hargeshosi, as far as my emotions, Hareni Oises HaMaiseze B'Pam HaRishayna. It's the first time I've ever done this in my life. Emotionally. And it looks to the whole world, and even to me, that this is just a repetition for the 10,000th time, what I'm doing now. It's just a repetition. Which is, by repeating it, you know, whenever you repeat something, you're being mechazik something, but that's all it is, it's just a repetition. But emotionally, those are the words. Mitzad hargeshosi, hare ani oise es ha-maisa hazeh, b'pam harishayna. Ani oise es ha-maisa hazeh, b'pam harishayna. Ad kidei kach megia hi yecholta haruchni shel odam, Ladbia es choisem harishonius alinyonim shechozer aleim mea pamim vechad. To such an extent, the Rashiva says, a person has the ability, the power, has the ability. Yichol haruchni shalom ladbia es choisem to make the imprint of a beginning, of something new. Alinyonim shechozer aleim mea pamim vechad, something that mea pamim vechad that he's already done 101 times. You know, there are certain now, it's the beginning of this month, there are certain Rosh Yeshiva, there was somebody that I know that went to one of the famous yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, and he had the notes from the previous machzor of when that Rosh Yeshiva did Bava Kama. And he told me that he had notes from it, and he had the notes, it was word for word. And it was the Rosh Yeshiva gave the same shiurim 7 years before on Bava Kama, the same exact shiurim, and he had the notes from some guy that was there the last Bava Kama, and it was a big person, and it was the exact same shiur. He said it was the exact same shiur. But there are other issues, like Rabbi Yoshe Beer, for instance, that Rabbi Soloveitchik, that every single time it came to learning the Masechta, even though he did Bava Kama, whatever, 1,000 times, every single time that he came to it, it was like he never saw it before in his life. He opened up the Gemara the first time. Never saw. Questioning and not accepting those old chidushim, because it's not a chidush, it's old. That's the way I was thinking 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Hischachus means there's a koch shebenefesh. Hashem Zbach created us in such a way with the ability to be machadish esamlucha, ki'ilu. Even though it looks like it's the same thing, I'm saying the same words from the same Masechta that I said before. I'm saying the same words of Kiddush. But it's with the Hischachus. There's a haktarah. In other words, you're crowning the Gemara, and you're saying Keliata, this Gemara, this Masechta, this man, I never saw you before. I'm not taking anything for granted. Just because I understood the Gemara a certain way last time, I'm not taking that for granted at all. I'm going to learn this Gemara ki'ilu, to the best of my ability, ki'ilu, I never saw before. You know, it's an interesting thing. I mentioned this once last year. It's an interesting thing how sometimes it'll happen that I'll be driving, and I'll see one of my kids or two of my kids walking someplace. And I get all excited. I stop the car and I start calling out to them and throwing them kisses. It's a funny thing, though. I mean, I just saw them half an hour ago in the house. They were there the whole time. I wasn't even talking to them. But they were annoying me or something. And then I see them on the street and I'm all emotional about it because I didn't expect to see them over there. And then you see someone that you love and you didn't expect to see them. It's a different hergish. The Baruch Shalom wants us to come to him in such a way. Ein lanu melech. And then there you are. Ata. It's you. That's what it means. L'chadish es ha-melucha. Hashem should help us that, and our relationship with him, and our relationship with each other. in our relationship with everything, with our davening, with our shul, with our friends, with our kids, with our wives, with our brothers and sisters, our parents. Everything should be with that ischachus of keli ata, of to be mamlech anayim malucha. And this is what I'm telling us. The Alter Rebbe spoke a lot about this. That you know that the Tavshin Pei Gimel is not at all Tavshin Pei Beis. Everything is different. And we should be zeich to feel the masikas and the ischachus, and the benachta and the sefer shel tzaddikim. Amen.